Attorney Wayne Hogan is here this morning to talk about these issues. We hear this all the time in your underwriting spots on our air. One text or call can wreck it all, and it's true.
Karen, that summarizes it. It really and truly does. A person can, by using the texting or by using the phone and on a call, they can end somebody else's life, end their own life, cause tremendous damage out there, and it's a message that everybody ought to be able to accept, that one text or call can wreck it all.
So you do these presentations and you go into the community and talk about distracted driving. You started off doing them in schools, but it's not just kids who have this problem.
It's not just kids. In fact, on a percentage basis, adults are greater offenders of this. These phones have drifted into our lives. They've become a part of us, and everybody seems to think they need to be in touch with everybody in their life all the time. But not when you're driving. When a person is driving, they have a single job, and that's driving that vehicle from point A to point B safely, and not to be distracted by such things as a telephone.
It seems that this problem is growing. How big of a problem is distracted driving?
We describe it as an epidemic, and the studies show that it is an epidemic. It's more common than the flu, but more deadly.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody who can possibly talk about this subject needs to spread the word that this is a dangerous thing to do, and it's easy to stop. We've adopted a policy in our law firm where we don't use the phones when we're in a business setting. It's just that simple when we're in the car. And that can be done for anybody. The thought by some people is that, well, if I'm hands-free, then that's a protection. Well, hands-free is not all it's cracked up to be.
And why not?
Because the brain is the key. The brain is engaged in the conversation with a remote person.
Mm-hmm.
And when it is, we're able to show from the studies that aspects of the brain that should be involved in helping you drive, looking for information, assorting that information for what's important, it's not engaged. And when we are in the workforce presentations to community clubs, to business groups, to nonprofits, we ask the question, have you ever had the situation where you're on the phone, hands-free, and wondered whether you missed your exit from the interstate, whether you missed the intersection that you intended to turn on,
mm-hmm.
whether you missed the store that you were looking for? And the answer is almost unanimously, 99%, yes, I've had that experience. That's the kind of evidence that proves that people have their brain in some other location than behind the wheel and doing what they need to do. So it's not just the hands on the wheel. It's not just where you put your eyes. It's also where your brain is.
Essentially, we think we're better at multitasking than we actually are.
And in reality, we don't multitask. What we do is we attention switch.
Mm-hmm.
Our brain is always attention switching from one point to the other. And when we go into these presentations in the schools, but also in the community groups, Chamber of Commerce councils, business clubs, and especially the nonprofits. The nonprofits in this community are fantastic. They do great work. And we want them to know that they put their reputation at risk when they're out there trying to do good works. But something bad happens when an employee is helping someone, you may perhaps driving them to someplace or another, but on their own phone, in their own car, but the employer is responsible if they are in the course and scope
of their
employment.
Your message is that employers should have a policy, a written policy about distracted driving.
They need to have a policy. If they don't, then it's going to be said. The law says you are responsible for what your employee does, and if they're driving and they cause an accident and somebody is hurt, then you're responsible, and it's that simple. So they need to have a policy in place. OSHA suggests that each organization like that have a policy in place. And then they need to educate about it. They need to make sure it's acknowledged by the employees, and they need to make sure that it is periodically reinforced.
So are courts coming down harder on distracted driving? Are there more ramifications, legal ramifications of this?
The specific thing that's happening around the country is that texting, because it is so clearly something that no one should do when they're behind the wheel, prosecutions for manslaughter have occurred all over, vehicular homicide, it's called, all over the country have occurred. People have gone to jail. Of course, it also means that somebody died.
Mm-hmm.
But the courts are doing that, and the courts are allowing complaints in cases to be amended to add punitive damages claims, which go directly to the bottom line of the company, because you cannot, it's against public policy to insure against punitive damages. So the more that the information is out there that using a cell phone while driving is dangerous, it is reckless, the greater the likelihood that, one, there's going to be criminal responsibility, but two, that there's going to be significant liability in the civil courts as well.
So you do these presentations in schools and in businesses and for organizations. How can people get in touch with you to book one of these talks?
There's a couple of ways. One, they can go to terrellhogan.com, where we have a button there for Speakers Bureau, and that provides information about the Distracted Driving Awareness Program, both in the schools and for the workforce. Or they can call us at 722-2228, or just search my name on the internet, Wayne Hogan, and they'll find a way to get in touch with us. And that is, it's become a word of mouth thing now. Mm-hmm. And yesterday we were at Big Brothers Big Sisters and at a local school for children with learning disabilities, and we've been in a large number of the nonprofits here in Jacksonville, but also Chamber of Commerce groups. So we want people to spread the word, and we're willing to come out there for free. It only takes, we can vary it between 20 minutes and 40 minutes, depending upon the program. Every civic club has a program chair, and they mm-hmm. want somebody at lunch. And there was 1 week recently where I presented to four different Rotary clubs in four different counties.
So clearly there's a lot of interest in this. And just so the people remember that real people are affected by distracted driving, the teen presentation was created by the Casey Feldman Memorial Foundation in memory of someone who lost their life to distracted driving.
It was Joel and Diane, Joel Feldman. They lost their daughter, Casey, who was a journalism student at Temple University. She was in the crosswalk, as she should have been, and someone was adjusting their GPS and looking, had their eyes off the road, and killed her. They decided to try to do something good as a result of something bad. And as a result, in the first year, which was 3 years ago, 50,000 students were reached. The second year, 100,000 students across the country were reached. Here in Jacksonville, we've talked with over 3,000 students, and in the workforce presentations, I think it's in the neighborhood of 1,300 people.
Wow. So if you're interested in this presentation, get in touch with the Terrell Hogan Law Firm, and they will set you up with a presentation on distracted driving. And Wayne, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Karen,
appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much.